Let's get to Russell Milton, the man on the ground in the UK. We missed him yesterday, which was disappointing, but we've tracked him down today for an update on what's going on. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, chaps. Yeah, chat me down. How you doing?
We are very, very well, thank you. Appreciate your company always on this program. And there's a bit to talk about because there's some Champions League action going on at the moment. We've got Man City 1-0 up over Dortmund, 83 minutes in, and Real Madrid and Liverpool, 82 minutes in, 3-1 up to Real Madrid, the home team there. What this Liverpool thing is, I must admit, we've talked about it a bit through the last season, Russ, but the fall or the inability of Liverpool to be able to sustain their run, it fascinates me. What's been the conversation from Jurgen? What's he been talking about in the last month or so about what's happening at Liverpool?
He's been quite quiet, actually. I mean, they have fallen off the rails, haven't they, quite considerably. I mean, they did make Arsenal look also-rans at the weekend, but Arsenal were terrible. But, you know, they won the last two in the league. It's been a massive fall. They're 25 points behind Man City at the minute, and when you think they were 20 points ahead of them at the end of last season, it's a real shift. Yeah, they've had a few injuries. I mean, Van Dijk's a big one for me for them. I mean, you know, they haven't had a centre-back pairing for most of the season, so he was a big loss at captain. They lost the goalkeeper for a little bit, and Jordan Henderson, things like that. So they've lost the spine of the team for a while, and it's been a, you know, that's been a major factor for it. But the thing is that it's shown up. They've not had the backup to come in and take the place. So, you know, they've fallen right off of it, and Man City are running away with it in the minute, 14 points clear. Liverpool, as you say, are currently in the Champions League quarterfinals against Real Madrid, 3-1 down. A couple of bad errors, really, from there. Got themselves back in at 2-1, but are now gone 3-1 behind. It's been a real season of... I'm sure Jurgen Klopp is scratching his head. I think he probably thought that he had the backup there to do it. You know, they didn't really go out and spend big in the summer and didn't get too many in. And they're paying the price now. So it's a season of sort of reconciliation and trying to improve for next season now. And, you know, hopefully... Well, it doesn't look like they're going to go through the Champions League at the minute. Certainly, you know, they've got an uphill task in the home tie when it comes round.
Well, it is fascinating to be so dominant and then to be just disappear like they've done effectively to mid-table in the EPL is quite remarkable, I reckon. Just on Man City, you mentioned they're sitting well clear on the table at the moment. There's this talk of the quadruple. Now, the treble was the famed effort for English football teams, but the quadruple is now in vogue. Can you tell us, are they talking about this, or is it just external conversation about the possibility of this amazing feat?
Yeah, I mean, as it's been mentioned, muted a few times, but I mean, Pep will play it down. It'll be a massive achievement if they can get it. You know, they've got the final against Tottenham, haven't they? The League Cup final. They'll win that one quite convincingly, I'd imagine.
Russell, that's unacceptable.
That's awesome.
Sorry, I couldn't help that. They'll win the league. They're heavy favourites for the League Cup final. They're 1-0 up at the minute in the quarterfinals against Dortmund. They're quite fortunate, actually, because Jude Bellingham, the English player playing for Borussia Dortmund, had a perfectly good goal disallowed. So I think they need another goal City in this last sort of 10 minutes to, you know, to go to the second leg with a two-goal advantage. And then they've got the FA Cup, so they're in that as well. So, which we nearly knocked them out of. We were 9 minutes away from knocking them out. But it's going to be a fabulous season for them. I mean, since the sort of start of December, they've really turned on the gas, haven't they? Lost once since then and been imperious and swept all before them. So great side, back where they belong at the top of the table. One of the best in Europe, if not the world. And if they do, you know, do the quadruple, it'll be a great feat for such a great team.
There are two teams I'd like to ask you about today, Russ. One of them, and the first one, is West Ham. Sitting fourth at the moment in a Champions League position. I mean, there are only 7 or 8 games left for all the clubs before the end of the season now. So this is serious. We're sort of mid-April, and they're still in fourth spot. It is quite remarkable.
Yeah, terrific. I mean, when you think about it, perennial strugglers, mid-table to struggle inside. David Moyes has really turned them around. West Ham has got the potential to be a you know, a Europa League side at for sure. And, you know, now they're in the Champions League places as well. They've just gone above Chelsea, haven't they? They've got a good run in as well, not too bad at all. It's a big club, West Ham, and they should be, you know, in the top half. They've underachieved for a number of years. They've moved to the London Stadium, which is the old Olympic Stadium. When crowds get in there, it's a real hostile atmosphere, you know, and teams don't like going there. But they've got some good players. I mean, the big signing for them was the loan of Jesse Lingard from Man United in January. He's come in and done really well. He scored a fantastic goal a couple of days ago. Ran from inside his own box and chipped it over the Wolves keeper. They've got some real good players. Jared Bowen is a young boy they've got who I knew from. He's from local from me. He's gone through the ranks and gone through the leagues and ended up in the Premier League and has done really well there. Nick Anantonio actually came to Cheltenham as well on loan from Reading in his early days. What a player he is. And they've got a real good blend there, good bond, good spirit, it looks like. And they're going for it. And I can see them hanging about in there, I think. You know, Tottenham and Chelsea are just behind them. And it's going to be a real fight for those three to get that one spot, I think. I think Liverpool will be there, thereabouts. They need a bit of an upturn, but it's a real fight, isn't it, for that one remaining place for the four teams that to get it.
Yeah, as it stands at the moment, West Ham 52 points through 30 games, Chelsea also through 30 games, 51, Tottenham 49 and Liverpool 49, and even Everton at 47. They sort of look like then, and then Leicester, I guess, in third spot on 56. So that's the fight there. And I'm going to ask you about Tottenham, not necessarily about the way they're playing, but I'm interested in this whole thing around Mourinho, Bale, the suggestion he's going to go back to Real Madrid, just the tensions. I mean, even in the game on the weekend, Bale didn't get on until the last bit. Dele Alli stayed, but hasn't getting any game time. What's the feeling about Mourinho at the moment?
Well, obviously, I loved him at first, Tottenham fans, I think, and he did okay, didn't he? I mean, if he can pick up a trophy, you know, I'm sure they'll be loving him. But if you know, beat Man City in that final they've got in a few weeks' time, I'm sure he'd be lauded. But yeah, I think the jury's out a little bit. His teams, as some people are saying, he's finished as a manager. Others are saying, you know, he's still got it. I don't know if you saw that documentary on Tottenham. You know, it was revealing in some ways. But the Gareth Bale one's a weird one. I think that came from Levy. Daniel Levy, really, I think, got him in as a bit of a showcase signing. It hasn't really worked out, hasn't it? And you know, you're playing against Newcastle and you're 2-2. You need to win to get into to get yourselves into that top five, top four. And he doesn't bring him on. He brings him on with like 2 minutes to go, which is a bit of a token gesture, you know. So I felt that was a real big opportunity to get Bale on. And he's done well lately, actually. He's scored a couple of goals, hasn't he? And looks like getting back to the player that he was. But and the other thing as well with this is, you know, I think Tottenham have got to try and keep hold of Harry Kane, because if he has a good Euros, Harry Kane, he's you know, he's their talisman, he's their star man. It's England's and Tottenham's. And if they got rid of Harry Kane, I could see the whole thing sort of crumbling away a little bit. But the jury's out on Mourinho. Like I said, if he wins a trophy for Tottenham, he's won a trophy at every club he's been at, Mourinho. You wouldn't put it past him putting one over on Man City, parking the bus as he can do, and nicking it 1-0 or something like that. But it's a real funny time for Tottenham, isn't it? Because it's been going a number of years. They've had a good side. They've been in and around it. I think they've got to put a trophy in the cabinet now to keep hold of a lot of their players and the manager as well, really.
Well, it's a funny weekend for a couple of games. I mean, 2-2 with Newcastle for Tottenham on the weekend's a bad result, considering Newcastle are down the bottom of the table. But tell me what happened with West Brom and Chelsea. And Chelsea are quarter-finalists of the Champions League. They're playing tomorrow. So they're a serious team. They went down to West Brom 5-2. Now, I know there's a red card involved there for Chelsea, Russ, but West Brom are being relegated, and they've put five past Chelsea.
I know, this is a real shock result. This came through to us at training. We couldn't believe what was going on. But, like you said, they had a red card. And Chelsea was still good value. I think West Brom just had one of them days where everything they hit went in. They caught them on the break a few times, scored some stunning goals, and showed what they could do. It's sort of given them, West Brom, a glimmer of hope. So they're 8 points off of safety. You wouldn't see them getting through with 8 games to go. But, you know, it's given them a little bit of a... kickstart, if you like. But Chelsea, I think it was Thomas Tuchel, the manager's, I think it was his first loss since he's been there in a good dozen games or so. So that was a real shock. And I think there was rumours of a spat afterwards between the goalkeeper and Antonio Rudiger, one of the defenders, in the dressing room. So, you know, that, sometimes that's not a bad thing. It just shows that people do care. You know, there's a bit of spirit in there still, and people want to put things right. But it's not the great result that you need going into a quarter-final away against Porto in 24 hours' time. So, as we said, Chelsea writing on it for the Champions League, aren't they? And it's going to be a real close one.
There's a bit happening there. And Chelsea sitting second on the table still, 2 points behind with the game in hand. So things are in full control there.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Yeah, we beat Tranmere 4-0, who were third. On Friday last week, and we had a one all the way at Grimsby. So now we didn't win that one. I don't know. It's one of them games that nothing, you know, went right for us in the attacking part. But we didn't lose. Got a point. We were better off than when we started the game. So it's one of them. Tick another one off, and you know we're 5 points off of third and fourth. So which is good. So fingers crossed, boys. We can keep it going.
Well, we look forward to it because we're coming across. You know that when you win the title, we're coming across to be a part of the celebrations, mate. Good luck to you. Nice to chat as always.
Cheers, boys. Thank you. Pleasure.